How the news out of Andre, how much, I mean, I don't even put a number on it, but how much would you like to play down the rest of the season? People need to think that it's kind of your team and expecting to maybe play all the last 15 games.
You know, I don't think of it like that. I'm just going to continue getting better every day, and I'm going to be ready when my name's called.
What did you see defensively from your team yesterday?
You know, I thought we were pretty good. We played a solid game, and we limited their chances. And you know, most games are going to win like that. And the fate didn't turn our way, but you know, I think if we keep continuing to play that way, we're gonna come on the positive side.
It wasn't long ago that correcting the defense was a big priority for this team. So given that you've gone three straight games now, given up on average a goal per game, what kind of confidence does that give this team as you head into, well, you've got two more tough games this week?
Well, I think it's key. It just shows that we know how to play the right way, and now we're kind of building a little bit of consistency with it. We might have our ups and downs, but, you know, I think we're on the ups right now, and if we can continue to carry this a little longer, I think it's going to not only build a little more consistency, but get the confidence to play the right way.
What's the challenge been like for you where you have an opportunity to play some of these elite teams right now in the league and battling where your club is right now?
I think it's huge for my development, and not only my development, but the team's development, and we're still learning how to play together, and I think you're seeing an end product right now of us kind of figuring each other out, and we're building some chemistry, and I think in the long run, this chemistry is going to really pay off.
What kind of things do you think of and tell yourself when you're playing Pittsburgh?
You know, nothing different than anyone else. No. And I know they have some goal scorers over there, but you know, I've made it here because I'm stopping those guys, so... And the way we've been playing, I know we're gonna play the right way, and we're gonna be on the defensive side. And when we're playing that way, it makes my life pretty easy.
How big a difference is it the way you're playing now compared to say a month ago as a team defensively?
You know, I think we're playing really good. You know, we're all buying in. There's not just pieces there that are playing well. It's everyone, and I think we know how to play.
Back to his point before, you don't focus on specific tendencies of specific shooters when you're heading into a game.
No, not necessarily, no. For the power play, you kind of look at their pieces that get the most points or the most goals and kind of see what's going there. But, no, I don't really look at an individual and see where his tendency to shoot and stuff like that. I just read the game.
I've never been a goaltender, so I wouldn't know. But if you're out there and you're playing a team like Pittsburgh, if a guy's coming down on you, do you know that it's Malkin? Do you know that it's Crosby? Or is it just a black jersey or white jersey tomorrow heading in your direction?
You know, most of the time you do recognize right away because you're not only just watching the puck the whole time, but you're reading the plays and, you know, you're watching things develop. So most of the time you do know who's out there, but there's the odd time where you don't know who's coming down. You're just reading the shot.
I mean, Pittsburgh after that game, you're happy with your performance, whether it was the bounce of the game. How much do you think of that? Maybe you owe these guys one back.
Oh yeah, you know, I never go out in the game, and I don't know how to answer this. I'm gonna go out and try to win no matter what. I guess I could build a little more that they beat us last time, and now we kind of owe them, I guess. But you know, I'm gonna go out and play the same way no matter what. And I'm gonna drive the same way. I'm gonna play the best I possibly can.
That game last night you played, if you guys strung together another 15 of those, do you think that would be enough to get you to where you need to go? I mean, it was a razor-thin edge last night.
Yeah, you know, that's the type of hockey that should be played around this time of year. And, you know, the more comfortable we can get in it, which I think we played pretty comfortable in that game, and the more comfortable we can get in it, it's just going to improve better for us in the long run, because when we do make playoffs and when we do get a push for the playoffs, and it's gonna give us that edge.